We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to Monday, April the 27th. We pray that you have had a great weekend. You're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. I'm Pastor Bob Arthurs. We trust that you had a great day in the house of the Lord. Today is one of those days that we do a lot of celebrating around our household and around our church. There's a number of people who have birthdays today, and believe me, the one who's having the birthday today in our family doesn't let you forget it. I think she gets that from me because I really like my birthday. My birthday's coming up here in a couple of weeks, and my wife was talking with some people recently, and we were talking with some people and they were talking about their daughter in their 30s who still makes a major deal about her birthday. And, you know, my wife is just poking at me and pointing at me because I'm not in my 30s. My 30s are well in the rearview mirror, but I still love celebrating my birthday. And so, pray that you had a great day. On Friday, we were talking about the importance of listening to the Lord. And so today I want to ask you right off the bat here, before we get too far into it, what did your pastor preach on yesterday? What was it that the Word of God came and he spoke and it made a difference in your life? Okay. A lot of times people will really struggle with that question. There was an evangelist that was at a church, and they were preaching Sunday morning, and I mean the congregation was very interactive. There were amens and hallelujahs and all of that sort of stuff that was and I believe church should be interactive. I really do. I believe that there should be head nodding. I believe that there should be an amen that comes from the congregation that is the response to the Word of God coming forth. I believe it's scriptural. I don't believe it's meant to draw attention to yourself. I believe it is a statement of faith saying, God, I've got this. I understand what you are saying, and I'm going to apply it to my life. I just want you to know I've got it. And so they were having this service, and it was very interactive, and that night, the evangelist got up there and he asked the congregation. Now, this wasn't Merit Assembly of God, and I wasn't there for this. I was told about this. And that night, the evangelist got up and said, man, didn't we have a powerful time in the house of the Lord this morning? And lots of amens and all of that went up. And he said, I have one question for you. What did I preach on this morning? And all of a sudden, there was dead silence. Dead silence. And he said, how can we be so excited about it, but we don't remember the word? You know, the truth of the matter is we retain very little of what we hear. We retain more of what we interact with, the more senses that we have that we engage in. And so I encourage you to worship the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Get involved with your seeing, your hearing. Get involved with your speech. Get out and do the work of the ministry. The more of your being that you involve in the Word of God, the more you are going to retain it. I can tell you some profound things that God has shared with me, life-altering things for me. And I can tell you what I was doing when that happened. And I just encourage you today to get involved. You know, we are now into the hot season here in Brevard County. air conditioners are working. My electric bill has already started to show an increase. And if you are having trouble with your air conditioning or your electrical, today we'd like to point you to Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical, 632-9538, 632-9538. They've been in Brevard County for quite some time. And Carla and Dennis can help you out. They go all throughout the county. And so if you are having trouble with one of those systems, give them a call. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and they will get you back up and running in no time. So we do want to thank all of our sponsors, but today we specifically want to focus on Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical. On Friday, we were in Isaiah, the 55th chapter. We concluded with talking about the benefits of listening to God. And we had specifically been in verse number 3, "Hear and your soul shall live." Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. It is a part of you that is going to live forever. So many times we focus on this body. This body is going to be transformed in order to live forever, but your soul is going to live forever. And so hearing from God's voice is absolutely essential if your soul is going to live. I find it amazing, if you will, about the people who tell me that they are saved, that they believe in Jesus, they're going to heaven, and yet they never read his word. They never spend any time listening. If they do have a prayer time, it is just pouring out all of the things that they need from him. They never visit a church. They never fellowship. They never spend any time listening to the word. They never spend any time focusing on what is God saying to me. And yet they expect that they are going to live forever. I just want to ask you, I'm not going to judge. I'm just going to ask you, is that the quality of life that you really want to live? You see, quality of life is an issue. I want a very high spiritual quality of life. I'm much more concerned about the quality of my spiritual life than I am about my tangible possessions. Very, very concerned. And I know that hearing is absolutely essential. You know, no soldier would get into a fight that they did not have any chain of communication with their superiors who were giving them their marching orders day by day by day. And so I believe it is very important for us not only to hear from God once a week, I believe that it is absolutely essential for us to hear from God on a daily basis. When my wife and I were away on vacation, in spite of the fact that we're on a cruise ship with, you know, nearly 4,000 other people, we found time for the Word of God. We found as much time as we could to find a quiet place. I would go and I would find a quiet place, and then somebody would come and sit not too far away, and they would spend all of their time complaining. And I was like, you know, I want to live above and beyond that. I want to get above and beyond the complaining and the arguing and all of that sort of stuff and say, let's hear from God. So one night my wife and I, we found a quiet place. We were looking up and the sun was just going down. And as we were up on that deck and looking out at the darkness and there was nobody else's voice around, I began to realize that the darker that it got, the more I was able to perceive the stars in the sky. And what started off with just a handful of stars, before long, There were dozens of stars, and my field of vision hadn't changed. I was still able to see, and at first it would start just as a very simple glance, and then all of a sudden there would be a light that you could see with a great deal more perception. And I was just listening for the voice of God. And he says, you know, the darker it gets, the more the light is going to be noticed. I don't know of anybody that when the sun is going down, there's like, man, isn't that darkness just beautiful? You know what I hear a lot of people saying is, look at when the sun goes down and when the sun rises, look at what a beautiful portrait is painted there. You know, the heavens declare the glory of God. If we would just spend enough time listening, we would hear and live. There are two other benefits to listening, and we didn't get to these on Friday, so I want to take you back today. We're just going to start reading in verse number 2. Verse number 2, why do you spend for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. So we've talked about hear and your soul shall live, but in verse number 2 it says, listen carefully to me, eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Listening is us giving ourselves permission. It's giving our soul permission to delight itself in God. Listening is us giving our soul permission to delight itself in God. If we avail ourselves of the words of life that God has for us, our soul is going to begin to light. The scripture says, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Could it be that one of the reasons there is such a tsunami of depression and discouragement waving across our nation and around the globe is because we have gotten farther and farther away from the presence of God? Now, I'm not talking about, you know, minimizing the fact that there are some legitimate mental issues out there. But what I am saying is there are a lot of people who are going around in a state of melancholy that should be, if they were living in accordance with God's plan, they would be listening to the voice of God, and in his presence there is fullness of joy. God doesn't want me bummed out all the time. He wants me rejoicing in the Lord always. Rejoicing in the Lord always. And so I encourage you, yesterday, did you go to church? Did you give yourself, right now, listening to this broadcast, you are giving your soul permission to delight in the goodness of God, and delight in his abundance. See, the reason that I need God's presence in my life is because when his presence shows up, all of his entourage, all of his provision, all of his blessings, all of those things come as well. So if I get God in my life, if I get his face, I know that his hand is going to accompany whatever his face is focused on. So we can't get our priorities out of whack. We cannot get things out of order. We need to give ourselves permission, our soul permission, to delight itself in God. And that comes when we focus on hearing what God has to say. The third benefit, the first one was that if we will hear, our soul will live. The second is if we will hear, our soul will delight in God's abundance. And the third is God will make an everlasting covenant with you. God will make an everlasting covenant with you. If we will focus on hearing, God says, I'm going to establish a covenant with you. And again, this invitation going up all the way to verse number 1, it was not just to a select group of people. It was an open invitation. It is open to everyone. It is open to all. Come unto me, all you who are weary. It is open to you. It is available to you right now. I will tell you this, walking in covenant is better than walking in blessing. Walking in covenant is better than walking in blessing. When Abraham had Ishmael, God came to him and he said, you know, I'm going to give you a son. I'm going to give you a son. His name is going to be Isaac. And he says, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. and that that you might bless him. And God said, because of this, I am going to bless Ishmael. He said, but my covenant is going to be with Isaac. And when you look at that, you will see that blessing is part of the covenant, but covenant surpasses blessing. He says, yes, I will bless Ishmael. There are going to be nations that come from him and all of that. But my covenant is going to be with Isaac. You know, God doesn't want to be your one night stand. He doesn't want to be your emergency bailout plan. And then you forget about him as soon as the crisis has passed. It is in our best interest to walk in covenant with God. We refer to them as the Old Testament and the New Testament, but another way of referring to them is the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Jesus entered into a new covenant with you and I. And part of that covenant is that we recognize and value the voice of the Lord. It's amazing to me how many Christians, especially in 2015, are willing to discount what the Word of God says for a political expediency, for a situation that their loved one has, and all of a sudden they want to distort and change and redefine the Word of God. I want you to know that God's Word is the same. When God spoke it, it remains forever. It is settled forever on heaven and in earth. God's Word is not changing. You know how I know that? It says Jesus Christ is the Word, and Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the Word, according to John 1, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's not changing. So people will try and redefine terms. I know that there are religious groups that they try and redefine biblical terms to fit their theology. I want you to know that doesn't work. I'm not trying to get the Word of God to fit Assemblies of God theology. That's backwards. I want Assemblies of God theology to line up with the Word of God. I do not try and fit God's Word into my life experience. I try and align my life with God's Word, and the experience will come. God says he will make an everlasting covenant. It is God's will to make a covenant with you and I, and that comes from an inclination to hearing God's voice. The sure mercies of David, indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Can I tell you this? We talked about the leadership aspect there, and we're going to touch a little bit more on being led forth with peace as we get to that passage here in Isaiah 55. But here it says that David was a leader and that there would be influence among the nations that would be given. And the reason for that is found in verse number 5. It says, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. It is the presence of God that gives us our distinction. It is the covenant with God that gives us influence. It is hearing the voice of God that gives us our wisdom, that causes the people of the earth to say, we need what you have. It is the God that David pursued that caused him to be able to arise to the level of prominence that he had. We cannot think and cannot substitute our own intellect, our own mind, our own expertise, if you will, and think that we are going to get the same results. If you do not have the presence of God in your life, that can change today. Just invite him. invite him. Say, God, Pastor Bob has been talking about this invitation that you have made to everybody to come unto you. I want to respond to that invitation, but I want to respond and ask you to be the presence in my life. I want you to speak and I will listen. And I want you to, because of the covenant you have, to dwell in my midst, to be the very core of my community, to be the core focus of my body. I want to focus on my body as the temple of the Holy Spirit, not just because it's my body. I want to focus on my mind, that you would give me the wisdom from on high that surpasses the wisdom of men. I want to focus on the giftings that you have given me, because you want people, you want men and women everywhere to call on the name of the Lord. God, you want people everywhere to be saved. And so if we are going to be a community that influences, we've got to have your presence. You know, Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, then we are not moving. We're not moving. Now, there's a couple of different things. First of all, if we don't have the presence of God, we're not going to be able to get anywhere spiritually anywhere. Anyway, we're just going to end up backsliding. But if I can focus on this, what would happen if when we met together as a church and we began to pray, we say, God, we are desperate for your presence. In fact, if we do not experience your presence, we're not moving. We're not going anywhere. I wonder how long it would take for the presence of God to come up and say, you know, I've been searching for someone who had a heart for my presence, to know me so that, to know me and to make me known. So, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. We're not here to glorify ourselves, to exalt ourselves. On Wednesday of last week, I was talking about the things that Satan or Lucifer said, I will ascend on high, I will exalt myself, I will ascend and sit on the mount in the congregation. I will be like the Most High. Five different I will statements that he made. And the truth of the matter is, the only person who can bring glory into your life, into my life, is the presence of God. We must be proactive in our pursuit of God. In verse number 6, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Do not just be passive in your pursuit of God, but be very proactive in it. Make the word a priority. Seek. Avail yourself. You know, tomorrow night we've got at a meeting in our fellowship hall, a free video Bible school. If you want to grow in your relationship with God, now it's not a ministry of Merit Assembly of God. It just meets there. But I want to encourage you, be proactive. Dive into the word of God. Dive into your prayer time. Dive into ministry. You say, well, I don't know if I can get involved. Listen, everybody can share good news. Everybody can share good news. Look at how fast gossip travels. That's bad news. That is a lot of times unsubstantiated. But we're talking about the good news that Jesus saves. If nothing else, you can get involved in prayer and you can get involved in telling people that Jesus is alive and wants to deliver them and wants to enter in covenant with them. No matter what their past looks like, Jesus is bigger than their past. His forgiveness is bigger than their sins. And his covenant is bigger than their limitations. I encourage you to get involved. Call upon him while he is near. We live as if the proximity of God is never going to change. And I want you to know, he is omnipresent. He is everywhere. But he can be you can be standing in a room right next to somebody and be miles apart from them. You can be standing in a room right next to somebody and be miles apart. You can be sitting in church on during a service, and you can be enjoying the presence of God, and the person next to you not be getting anything out of the service. Is it because God's a respecter of persons? No, but he is looking for people. He says, seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Seek God wholeheartedly. We must be proactive. We must be passionate about our pursuit. And then it says in verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. It does not say that we come and we say a prayer and then we cling to our sin. A lot of times we get very attached to our sin, and instead of forsaking it. Now, I had somebody that sent in a prayer request. They were talking about some of the battles that they were dealing with in their life. They sent it in anonymously. And so what I'm going to pray at the end of this broadcast, which is coming up, that God will give us a mindset that instead of playing with or making accommodation for our sin, that instead he will give us a new mindset, and that is a mindset of abandoning and forsaking, leaving behind that sin. Today, I want to ask you if there's anything in your life that you need God to set you free from. And if so, I want you to ask God to give you a strategy to completely expel it out of your life, whether that is canceling your television service, canceling your internet if you have to get it out of your life, to put safeguards in place. Get the sin that trips you up, get it out of your life. Forsake it. Walk away from it. Abandon it. Because what you will find is that when you cling to God, he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. Father, I just pray for Monday right now. I pray, God, that there would be a whole new mindset towards sin. God, that you would give us a determined spirit. God, that we are not going to be in the proximity. We are not going to be in the neighborhood. We are not going to make accommodation for our sin any longer. God, without holiness, no man shall see God. You want us to be holy as you are holy. And so, God, today I forsake my sin. I pray for everybody who's listening to this broadcast that their sins would be forsaken and we would cling to our Savior, our Lord, and our friend. God, we give you glory. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would